Leanne Saunders. I'm an executive vice president at IMI Global.
All right. First of all, Leanne, would you just tell me what IMI Global is?
Yes. For the past 12 years, we have been involved in livestock identification and traceability and verification systems and helping suppliers underneath us, producers, build to those requirements, and then also helping other companies develop their own programs.
Okay. Now, your discussion here at the ID Info Expo was mainly about the drivers for identification, traceability, and verification programs. What are some of those primary drivers that you see that for a voluntary identification, traceability, and verification programs?
As you look at, from my perspective, three primary areas. The first is putting in place an infrastructure for identification traceability in the event of being able to trace back from a disease perspective. So a catastrophic disease breaks out and we need to trace back quickly, we need it in place for that. The second, and the one we focus on as a company the most, is that of building consumer confidence in claims that companies and systems are making on branded products in the meat case. And then the third is, and that of the benefits of once you put in place these systems, if you are a producer in this system, is that you suddenly you're able to monitor and measure things you weren't before, so you gain efficiencies in your operations, so supply chain management.
Mm-hmm. Now, you gave quite a few good examples, and I guess one of the things that's striking me about this whole thing, when we talk about what's going on in Canada, and we're seeing what's going on in Great Britain, and what we're talking about here in the United States is, the driver is profits, making more money. I mean, we haven't had such a bad situation like they had in the UK, where you saw your animals being burned because of foot and mouth disease. That really strikes home. But here it's like, okay, how's this going to make me money?
That's exactly right. I think the challenge that we face in putting these systems in place for disease traceback is that we haven't been, as a country, totally focused on export like Canada is. And we haven't had the challenges from a disease perspective that the UK has. So we're in a different position. So producers, it's kind of like with your kid. When you talk to your kid and you say, oh, my kid won't get involved in that, you kind of feel the same thing with your livestock. Oh, that won't happen here.
Now, you also made the statement that this is just good management. Why are these programs good management for producers?
Well, I always go back to, you cannot measure and improve upon, or you cannot improve upon those things that you don't measure. So if you're a livestock producer and you don't know your genetics and you don't know the variation in your cows versus your bulls and you don't measure those things, then how can you improve upon it? How can you get more revenue and reduce expenses? And identification gives you a way, especially individual animal identification, a way to start measuring that and say, okay, what are my top producing cows? And what happens to my operation if I call those bottom 25%. Tremendous difference in the bottom line.
And right now, at least at this point, when there's not that many people doing this, why is this good marketing for producers?
You know, especially right now, it's wonderful marketing producers because there aren't many people doing it. And when there aren't many people doing it, your demand is always greater than your supply. So there's actually money to be passed in the supply chain for those producers participating in these value-added markets.
Now, you talked about, I've got to get the word, credence attributes. Tell me what that is and why that's important when we're talking about this whole thing about traceability and verification programs.
When we look at a credence attribute, is those things when a housewife, house husband goes to the retail meat case and they're buying meat and they don't know anything about agriculture production and they see a claim on a package. It's those things that they can't verify when they pick up the package. It's things that they just have to trust. And so you see the advent of more and more of these claims being made, and as a result, the requirement for third-party verification of those claims.
And that's what leads us into, of course, some of the USDA programs that are requiring this verification for export. I mean, these export markets like Japan are requiring verification so that they know. Because I can't look at the meat and know that it's how old it is or where it came from, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, you've hit the nail on the head there. And as we want to get back in some of these markets, that's been the only way we could do it. And they trust those systems because they're based on ISO standards, which are internationally recognized. So they have a comfort zone with those programs.
What advice do you have for a producer today who's looking, you know, to maybe find a way to put a little bit more value into his product?
what I would say, and I've had to deal with this because my dad's a livestock producer, so he's always skeptical of all these programs, but what I would say is really, really make sure that you're aware of the marketing opportunities out there. And if you're part of an alliance, if you're part of a system, or you just have where you traditionally market your cattle, whether that's a livestock market or a video market, that you talk to them about what are the other things I can be doing to better meet customer demand.
All right. Very good. Thanks so much, Leanne.
Thank you.